Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover, and this is Easter Sunday, April the 16th, 2017.
No rest for us wickeds, are there?
Well, I tell you what, we did have a chance to record our guest earlier in the week, So we're only doing a little work today, huh?
Yeah, it's a tiny amount of work, and We've done a little editing, a little pasting, a little stomping together, but we've had a pretty cool day. We went down and ate some lunch in Metro East in Troy.
I got a kick out of it. I took a picture of my meal, and I said, I was going to post it. My phone wouldn't work, and I was going to post it up on Facebook and say, we're here. And I said, well, it's not the traditional ham. I had fish. And you said, yes, but Jan, Jesus was a fisherman. How appropriate.
Well, so so was Peter and everybody else. Think about all them people in the boat.
That's right.
We're having fish.
So anyway, we are at episode 220 already.
Yeah.
And this is the official podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette. And we just want to go ahead and jump right in. First, we want to wish everyone a happy Easter and then jump right in.
But one other thing, too, we want to say that K&R Wireless is our official sponsor, and you can see their ad on page 4 of the current issue of the magazine, available at www.owlcreekgazette.com.
There you go. Now, on to our interview with John Hoppy Hopkins.
Welcome, Hoppy. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Thank you all for having me.
I understand you've got yourself a product out there that is tremendous at getting rid of skeeters and chiggers and fleas and gosh, what else?
Matter of fact, it works very well. It works very well against, as you said, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, chiggers, most flying and biting insects, period. It does not bother honeybees or bumblebees, wasp hornets or worms.
Or butterflies.
And it does not bother butterflies. Yes. That's correct. We do ask you not to spray it right directly on the bees or the butterflies, but what we found is you can go through a garden and a flower bed and spray like you're going to spray along the edge of a house to keep pests away from the house, and the butterflies will actually come right in behind you and go back to the flowers. It doesn't bother them a bit.
Sweet. Well that's cool.
Let's tell our audience how you what motivated you to produce this product. And by the way, give that product a name, because I think it's a cool one.
Well, the name of my company is Hopkins EnviroSafe, and the name of that product that I use outside specifically is Hoppy Skeeter Defeater. And that kind of came from a conversation I had with a neighbor. I said, I'm going to beat these mosquitoes one way or another. And he said, well, you're not much one for giving up. And I said, no, they're going to be defeated. I'm going to get them one way or the other. And years later, that became the name of the product. But how I came about it is very early 07. I'd been having some symptoms for some time. We really didn't know what was wrong. I was just steadily going downhill. It was just getting a little sicker and a little weaker all the time. And actually, it was the last time I had the flu. Actually, I had the influenza virus. It was early 07. And I just couldn't recover from it. I was going, just continued to get sick, and went back to the doctor, and they said, well, you've not got the flu any longer, but something has got you beat down. And the doctor was, of course, just a regular general practitioner. She suspected, I think, Parkinson's at that time. She didn't tell me because she really wanted me to go to a neurologist. Between that time, she got me the appointment. I had done some research, and I pretty much knew at that point what it was. The symptoms were matching up. And I was diagnosed with Parkinson's. And within a short time after that, I started noticing I was becoming very sensitive to any type of chemicals, even spray paint. You know, using a spray, because it wasn't well ventilated. I was getting a migraine headache and was just violently ill from it. We run into a flea infestation problem. We lived in a little rural subdivision where everybody's dogs kind of run in everybody else's yard. And sometimes your neighbor's dogs were in your house. And if the doors were open, we seemed like we never could all get rid of the fleas at the same time. And fleas were on that life cycle where about every 21 days you've got a new hash. Mm-hmm. And we weren't all using the same methods to get rid of them. And one of the brand names came out was with a bed bug and flea bomb. And you'll bet it's pretty strong because bed bugs are hard to get rid of. And I bought some of that to use on the carpet inside the house. and got so violently ill, I was outside laying in the porch swing vomiting. I had such a terrible headache. And a neighbor come over and was a big guy, and he scooped me up and actually put me in his truck and took me to the hospital. That's when they told me you've got to stay away from chemicals because as your Parkinson's progresses, you're going to do nothing but get more and more sensitive to them. So that's what started my journey of looking for something that could get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how we went from there.
So, Hoppy, you were telling us the importance of finding something that's chemical-free because of your health. Can you tell us a little bit about how you chose the ingredients and why?
I think I've told you before. Clearly, exposure to chemicals is one of the risk factors with Parkinson's disease, and it's highly recognized. And we're exposed to so much of it every day, especially in this part of the country where agrochemicals are used. And really, they're necessary. I mean, we've got a growing, fast-growing, hungry world, and I understand the necessity that a lot of people feel in using them towards producing the crops that we need to feed the world. But, you know, then when something like this happens and you become highly sensitive to them, you need to find something. It's not going to make you deathly sick every time you become exposed to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that had been my experience, that I was getting sick by being exposed to it. And there are products out there, and there are other products out there now that use plant-based oils that have an insecticidal qualities. And using some of them, I found there were several that weren't necessarily bad products. They just didn't work as good as I would have liked to seen them. They didn't work fast, they didn't work long, and they didn't really work all that well. So I went about trying to find a better product and trying to find products that would work maybe better together. This was my idea to start blending different types of oils. And one thing that I found was cedarwood oil, which is one of my main ingredients, is very, very good, but there are so many different kinds and so many different grades. And I found that one particular grade that tended to work real well was a product that really didn't work well for the other applications of cedar oil. It didn't work well for treating wood. It didn't have the color that was necessary, and it really didn't have the water-repelling effects that was necessary, which was good for my case. I didn't want it to repel water. I actually wanted it to mix well with water so it would spray better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I come about doing this and trying other products, and actually blending them together, and kind of more by accident than by design. And a lot of research led me up to the position where I was actually able to hit a good design pretty quickly because I'd done my research, but luckily pretty quickly I found some things that worked real well.
And that's really neat. You've had, talk about hands-on experience with this. You've been on the front lines, haven't you?
If you've seen some of the things I've done, I mean, my friends would just laugh themselves silly. As I read about some of these oils, I found out things that would do that I didn't even know about. And I mean, I went so far as I went to an auction and bought a roll of screen wire and made little cages and actually was catching bugs with a butterfly net, putting them in the screen wire and spraying them with different applications and seeing what the reaction was.
Mm-hmm.
And I've even gone so far, I read that a couple of these oils actually had good repelling qualities against scorpions and venomous snakes, and I actually had a friend that found a nest of rattlesnakes, went and caught them all, put them in a pretty good-sized cage I'd converted from a rabbit hutch, and put a piece of carpet in the middle and sprayed it with the spray, and then would put mice in cages on the other end of the pen. And so, and I had one particular mix that the snakes would not cross the carpet because the stuff was so...
Oh, wow.
...was so offensive to them. Mm-hmm. And it's just a derivative of something I'm already using right now. And, of course, that's not going to be as marketable in the Midwest as it is in Texas where I'm at now, where snakes can and have been a real problem.
Or mm-hmm. Australia.
Or Australia.
Well, when you go worldwide, see.
Yeah, and places they are. And I don't know how many different snakes this will work against, but I know that from what I've read in the past, that cedar oil, and I know it must be the blend I've got really works well, because any type of pit vipers, which is a type of rattlesnake, which you've got with copperheads, water moccasins, and rattlesnakes, they don't like this stuff at all. And I sprayed it one time under a house we had that actually set up on piers, and it was quite a crawl space there, and I knew I had snakes underneath there because I'd seen the shed skins. And in a matter of 3 days, I had run several rattlesnakes and a couple of copperheads and a water moccasin out from underneath there because the cats all had them cornered out in the yard. And those were snakes that we eliminated.
Yeah.
Either if the cats didn't get them, I got them when I got there. And it's not that I'm going to kill every snake that's out there, but I really don't want venomous snakes in my yard.
Sure.
Because just for the safety factor.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And you can't walk across the yard, you know, at dusk and not expect we walk across the yard and expect safety, and you wind up getting hit with a rattle.
And the thing about me is and people who know me know this, I don't hear that well. Too much gunfire over the years and shooting in my hearing and being around loud engines, my hearing's not that good. And I'd really, when I hear a snake rattle, it's too late. I'm too close.
Yeah.
Well, and I can hear or try to hear Jan whenever she's talking to me. If I'm in the living room and she's out in the kitchen, yeah, I can't hear.
Well, I say you need to be looking at me, and I need to be looking at you.
Well, I think that's just smart in conversation anyway.
It is. But you know, it gets to the point. I actually had hearing aids and I've worn them for years, but in the flood in Texas, we seem to go from one extreme to the other. 7 of 8 years, we had terrible drought down there, and ever since then, even right now down there, now it's flooding. And we know from one extent to another, and I was in a pretty bad flood and actually went underwater and lost my hearing aids years ago. I needed to replace them, but that's
another story.
That's
huh?
another story.
And you've got lots of stories.
That's another interview.
That's right. Well, you were from this area for a long time. Born and raised here, Hoppy, were you?
I was raised in Mulberry Grove and went all through school there, and I'd lived there for several years after that. I've been gone from Mulberry Grove. Well, I've been back and forth several times over the years. Mm-hmm. But I lived in several other states, but I've been in Texas most of the last 10-plus years, over 10 years.
That's an appealing place for you, huh?
I love Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't like wintertime anymore, so that's a pretty good place to go. Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit more about your product line. You've got the Skeeter Beater.
Skeeter Defeater.
Which is a
product outside, and I really, maybe I should not call it the Skeeter Defeater because it gets so much more. You're going to get most of those pesky, biting, flying insects outside. The little black gnats that want to get in your eyes all the time when you're outside, it's really, really effective against those. Gets chiggers, which are a problem in the yard. And to give you an idea, at one time we had a wedding venue in Texas, which was right on the edge of a creek bottom. And I mean, the mosquitoes there were, the first day we took possession of the property was actually December the 26th, 2012, and that was the day after Christmas. It was very warm, kind of a balmy day, and I went down to that day to work, and the mosquitoes were absolutely horrible. And with the gist of our conversation that day is, oh my God, we've made a mistake
because in purchasing a wedding venue,
because we're going to have outdoor weddings here, and the mosquitoes are going to be bad. And you know, the conversation was, I hope the stuff you made works, because we weren't wanting to spray a harsh chemical there to get rid of them, and knew that if we did, it was going to hurt our business. And
right.
We were going to have women out there walking in open-toed shoes and kids playing and running around in the grass. And we have pets. And at that time, we had 7 cats and 4 dogs. Actually, 5 dogs. 2 of the dogs, we stayed in the house. And that was a real concern to us. As being animal lovers, we did not want to poison our dogs and our cats or any of our pets or any of the wildlife. We didn't want something washing off in the creek that was going to kill the fish. Mm-hmm. So that was really a serious concern to us. And the next morning at daylight, I was there with my stuff that I now call the Skeeter Defeater. By that afternoon, we had no mosquitoes. And in about 50 weddings between March the 23rd of the following year and December the 30th, we did not have one complaint about a mosquito or a bug of any kind. The only complaint we had was about honeybees. And the wedding party was using some type of citrus punch, had fruit in it, and it had been a fairly cold night the night before, and it warmed up real warm that day, and the bees were back out. And I mean, they were coming after this stuff like, they were asking me to spray the bees. And I said, listen, even if I had stuff that would run them off, and my stuff won't, I'm not going to kill the bees. I'm just not going to do it. I said, you guys need to get this stuff off the dinner tables.
Mm-hmm.
So, and about 20 minutes before dark, the bees all went back to their hive anyway, and everything
like
was
they
fine.
Would anyway. Yeah.
It was like they would anyway, which I knew was going to happen, and things were fine for the reception, and that was the only time, and that, which made me feel really good because that was something I did not want to do. I didn't want to run the bees off. I wanted the bees to be there.
Well, that's even a perfect example of what you hoped would happen.
Yeah, it will not repel the bees, and it just won't do it. And I did try to make, I thought if I made a dose of stuff that was strong enough, I might be able to get wasps with it, because wasps can be rather
aggressive
and angry, and I can tell you for a fact it doesn't work, because I got real close to the nest and sprayed them and I didn't get away. and it one thing, it will get them mad.
There's nothing like WD-40 and a lighter.
Exactly. And I'm still pretty fleet of foot when I need to be, but I wasn't as fleet as I should have been that day. But that taught me something too. And wasps aren't necessarily a bad insect. They have a purpose as well of getting rid of some things that are not necessarily desirable either. But you know, you don't want them right under your door,
right?
Or some people can go in and out. And that's why I was trying to get rid of those. Then I went back and got another product and got rid of those. But I tell people it's not going to harm your earthworms either. And if you're looking for a product that's going to get rid of the grubs in your yard and get rid of the moles, this isn't it. I'm not going to tell you this stuff because it doesn't really work that well against any type of grub in the yard. Now, I've got a product coming out that's going to. And it's going to get rid of those grubs. It's going to kill most of them. And the ones that aren't, it doesn't kill, they're going to leave because they don't like it. And the moles don't like it either. So right now what I'm trying to do is I've got the product ready to go. I'm perfecting a tool that's actually going to inject the product into the mole runs as well as spraying the yard so that we can really kind of hit them with a double-edged sword. I'm just trying to find a little cheaper way to make that tool right now so that it's a little more marketable and people can save a little money. So that's coming down. I got a lot of things coming down the road.
Cool.
Well, this is really exciting because I remember when we first met you, you were thinking about this and hinting at what you'd hope to make happen, and you're in the process of right now doing that.
In the beginning, it was just a thing for us to use in our yard. And then more and more neighbors became interested, and I started just spraying the neighbors' yards. And so more or less to help myself as much as them because they were so close, we couldn't get rid of them without getting rid of everybody's. And everyone's, I should say, and it works really well. And when we moved over to the wedding venue, a lot of our customers were saying, "I'd really like to have some of this." And I kind of toyed with the idea of marketing it then, but we were just too busy. And things have happened over the years that have just the timing was never right. And finally, I started discussing it with people, and people started saying, "Well, does it work? Does it work? Does it work?" And that came to be the thing. And because the only really way to make it work and make it marketable is to make it where it's affordable, and buying the materials and the ingredients in small portions doesn't make it affordable. It's the fact that I can buy it in such large quantities that it actually starts becoming affordable. And through a lot of negotiations and large quantities, I've been able to get the product down where even the companies are offering something similar to what I've got. I mean, my closest competitor offers a similar product it doesn't work as well as mine. It's not as fast. It doesn't last as long, and it doesn't work as well. And their price is $75 a quart, and I've got mine listed at $59 a quart, and I've actually got it on sale now for $50 a quart. And it's going to work on an average size. Even if you've got a big yard, like an acre yard, it's going to work somewhere between 1 and 2 months, depending on what the weather is and how often you've got to use it.
That's cool. And coverage for a quart will take you...
On average, an acre, it's going to last around a month. Sometimes you're going to get more than that out of it, depending upon how often you have to spray. And I tell people...
And how often it rained and everything
else. There's no cut-and-dry application on this, because if we're under real extreme conditions and real heavy rains, you're going to have to spray a little more often, as you would with any product.
Sure.
And in situations where it's really, really hot and dry, not going to have as much of that here as they do down there, but then you may have to spray a little bit more often as well. But the key to it is getting it on and not having it rain on immediately. And under normal circumstances, the product, a quarter of that product is going to get you somewhere between 1 and 2 months.
Cool.
And that's not much when you figure that $50, especially with all the things that mosquitoes are carrying today.
Oh, exactly.
And actually I know someone in Texas. Ironically, we share the same last name. We've had joked in the past about being kin, but she had a 14-year-old son that passed away just last summer from West Nile virus. And was a healthy, strapping 14-year-old boy, played baseball, was in the rodeos. And, I mean, he was dead within a matter of days from West Nile. They just couldn't control it. And he had a massive brain hemorrhaging. He passed away. And it was such a tragic thing to have happen to such a young, healthy kid.
Certainly.
And you know, I've heard that it tends to be the most deadly against the very old and the very young. Well, he really wasn't one of the very young. He was a healthy teenage kid, and he couldn't fight it, and there's not much the doctors could do. And we've got more viruses coming to this country that are in this country right now. And if they do the same thing that West Nile did, and that the Zika virus have done, which is mutate, actually started being carried by more than one subspecies of mosquitoes, we're going to have a serious problem coming down the road as well. Maybe a lot more serious than what we've got now.
Well, and you think about, too, with the fleas and how the cost of a pet that has fleas and the detriment to that pet.
You're going to be talking several hundred dollars a year.
Exactly. So you're saving money up front by taking care of it, preventative versus.
And keep in mind, over history, fleas have probably been responsible for more human deaths than war.
Bubonic plague.
Exactly.
So the rule is always treat the house, treat the pet, treat the yard.
Yeah, exactly, Don. And you couldn't be more right there. And I tell people, if you just spray the dog, you're defeated.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. It's going to come back. And if you're just spraying the carpet, you've really got it. There's a three-pronged approach. There's the pet, and there's the surroundings, and then there's the outside as well. And you've got to get rid of them in all three places. And you know, in the beginning, this was a flea project. It really was a flea project. Mm-hmm. And now the mosquitoes, in the beginning, were just kind of a happy side note thing to come along with it, and now the fleas are still of course an issue with me, but the mosquitoes have become really my primary concern now because of the viruses that are being carried by fleas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, on top of everything else.
On the skis, excuse me.
Yeah, we've talked about what you are. We've talked about how you did it. And let's talk about where you can get it.
Okay. I've got two products available right now. And that's my indoor and my outdoor product. My website is down right now. We're redesigning the website, and it's been completely reinventing it. We found it was not really what we wanted. It'll be back up. It's just a matter of days. We'll have it back up. You can go to my website, and that's www.hopkinsenvirosafe.com. That's my last name, HopkinsEnvirosafe.com. And it'll be available there. And then here locally, you can pick it up at Powder Plus out on Route 40, which is out by the college annex. They'll have it available out there at all times, both products. And you'll see it available more places as we go down the road. And it's going to be, like I say, we expect a lot of our business to be done online, because we're planning on doing a lot of online advertising. And then in Texas, I'll have some retailers. And I'm also probably, it's looking like we're going to have some people that are going to do some custom applications of it for the people that are unable to apply it themselves. We're going to have some licensed application people who will do that for you as well.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And people can find your ad in the April issue of the Owl Creek Gazette,
yes,
too.
And it will continue to be in the Owl Creek Gazette, and mm-hmm. and there'll be some other advertising come out as well. Primarily, that'll be the place to find. You can always find my name and number. And by the way, in all my ads, I put my cell phone in there. And people said, you're crazy to do that. And I said, well, I may get to the point where I may not be able to do that, because I may be doing nothing but answering the phone. But for now, especially when I'm started, I want to be able to answer people's questions. I want to have people, if they run into a unique situation, I've tested under so many different circumstances. I think I can give you I tell people, if you do it and it doesn't work, call me, because it's probably just something that, maybe not that you've done wrong, but just maybe something that I haven't described in my literature. And if I can't figure out a way, I'll give you your money back. But I think I'll be able to figure out a way every time.
And to have that one-on-one with customers, especially in the beginning, is so important. They can build trust in your product and in you. So,
and Jan, I'm glad you said it. That's something I always want to have. I just know that I'm one person. I won't always be able to do that. But in the beginning, while I can, I'm mm-hmm. going to do that.
You want to give out your phone number here, too?
Yes, my phone number. Actually, these two numbers will both ring to my cell phone, whether you're in Texas or Illinois. And it's 618-425-5067. And my Texas number is 512-572-400000. And that's an online number that I can have go anywhere, but it comes right to my cell phone.
Oh, that's cool. And you said we can get it locally here at Powder Plus, and that's at Elm Street and Illinois
Route 40.
Yeah, they're running through Greenville here, Powder Plus. As we find out where other places are available here in Illinois, we'll be sure to pass that on.
And if you're too far away to go there, just keep watching for the website or give me a call.
Mm-hmm.
If the website's not up, just simply give me a call and I'll get the product to you. And but the website should be up within the next few days.
Well, and we were so happy to have you at the home show that we just had April the 8th. I took a picture of you. I got to get it up on Facebook and up on the website, and I'm sure it'll be in the magazine for May as well. But you were sitting at your vendor table. You set up early that Friday night.
Right.
So you had quite a few people come around and look at your product, didn't
you? I had a lot of people come that ask a lot of questions. And I had a lot of people that tell me I'm going to order from you. They didn't buy it right then, but a lot of people said they were going to. But, you know, right now we just don't have a real mosquito problem here yet, because the weather's still
not yet.
Yeah. Been fairly cool. But with all this rain we're getting, it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed a few out behind my folks the other night, but they've got water that stands out in the place out back. And I know it's not going to be very long.
Yeah.
And in Texas, we're ready to start spraying now. And it's just a matter of getting it back down there and getting going. Unfortunately, the flooding slowed things down there a little bit, because the place I'm at it's not so much where I'm at, but getting there is subject to flooding. So I'm being delayed a few days getting back down there and getting started. But it's coming. I'll be back down there right away, and we'll be done.
So you've got a facility in Texas that manufacturing.
We've got a place in Texas where we're going to be bottling. Probably we'll be bottling here as well. Be doing both. It's just simply logistically, it's just going to make things easier to have a bottling facility at both places rather mm-hmm. than trying to push it back and forth.
Yeah.
Eventually, we were going to. We're going to market it on Amazon, and we've decided not necessarily decided against that. We decided to wait on it. And I had decided that was just a little bit too big of a thing to bite off right now. Amazon has a lot of very, very good methods of marketing, but it's also very stringent in the way it works. And I just wasn't quite ready to jump in that deep yet.
Right. Well, one thing before we close, I also think it's important that you share the information with people about how you chose your bottling, because there's more to this product than just sticking it in any container and saying, here you go, folks.
Right. The bottling situation is one that I felt like I wanted to control, and especially in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people said, you know, you just need to come up with an idea and have someone else bottle it for you. And that isn't something I really wanted to do. I wanted to have control of that. And I wanted to have very explicit instructions as to how it's to be mixed. And that's something I wanted someone else doing in the beginning. And as far as the type of bottle I used, some people have joked that the bottle is the same type of bottle that you get motor oil in. And it is. It's almost the exact same bottle. And number one, it was one of the cheaper bottles. Like, it wasn't the reason why I picked it. I picked the bottle in particular because that was the bottle that was when I could get in black. And light actually breaks this product down. And I did not want someone using most of the product, setting it in a window and having it break down the product and then not actually being effective the next year. So I picked a black bottle that has the line down the side so you can always tell how much is in it. And the black was chosen specifically because light will break down this product, and I don't want that to be the case.
Well, I think that's an important aspect, too. It shows you're thoughtful of your customers from step one to all the way, from A to Z.
Yeah.
Right. And that was not something I initially had thought of, but as I was looking at the bottles and different bottles that were available, I remembered that they said that light was something that would break the product down, and I thought, wow, and that bottle was actually less expensive, so that's the one I need to go with.
Yeah, right. It was a good fit all the way around.
And black is probably the easiest plastic to make because they don't have to, it's recycled plastic.
Exactly.
You know, and that's even better.
That's even better.
Yeah. Okay, well, we have discussed Hoppy's Skeeter Defeater right here on Creekside. get your Skeeter Defeater now.
And as I said, there's an indoor product that's available there as well that's going to get your indoor insects, and the ones it doesn't get, it's going to repel them too. So that it's a great product. It's a little different concentrate, a little different ingredients, but very effective as well.
Yeah.
Well, this is exciting, Hoppy, to see an idea manifest itself into reality, something that you've been excited about to share with others, and now they can purchase it. And we're happy for you to see it happen, and we'll keep our listeners and readers posted on your success.
Thank you.
How's
I appreciate
that?
All your support.
Uh-huh.
Well, thanks for listening, folks. We've had a great time.
We have. That was a great interview with Hoppy. He's got so many stories to tell. We'll have to drag him back into the Creekside studio and just have him tell his stories.
Just to sit down and drink a cup of coffee with him and have a conversation about nothing would be just a wonderful day for
nothing
me.
Nothing and everything.
Nothing and everything, right. You know, the guy's been around the block a couple times.
And he just makes you smile as he's telling his story. So anyway,
thanks
for tuning in. And check out our website, owlcreekgazette.com. Like us on Facebook. When you support us, it gives us that extra boost, and we appreciate it.
Like and share.
There you go.
Oh, comment while you're at it, too.
Sure.
All right. Y'all take care now.
And happy Easter.
Bye-bye.